Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Sports Radio 101.9 FM, the Fan, WFAN.
Wake your asses up! It's your favorite Theo Al Cintron on the Fan, filling in for C-Mac. Number to join the show, 888-808-1019. What's up, Fleegs? So, what do you want to talk about, as Cody Rhodes would say? You got the Giannis news. Is it real? Is it not real? Does he want to be a Knick? Or those just rumors? Devin Williams trolls Yankee fans. Welcome to Queens, Devin. I love you already. Yankees are broke. You got the reports from Jack Curry. But I'm going to start with Giannis and the Knicks, who defeated the Hornets last night and blew them out. I don't care about the game. 11-1 at home. On the road, it's a whole nother story. 3-6. Knicks are the second seed right now in the East. But Giannis Antetokounmpo, it's out there. It was out there before the season. And now it's out there again. Was hurt in last night's game. I thought it was an Achilles the way he went down. Good news for him, it's not. It's a calf. So we'll see how that plays out. Don't rush him back if you're Milwaukee. And I'm sure Giannis doesn't want to rush back, especially if he does want to be a Knick. And it's going to be up to the Bucks to figure it out. I was out there playing with the trade machine for a while, trying to figure things out, and it's going to take a third team to get it done. I tried before the deadline to get it done. You got Bridges, who's not eligible until February. So you can't use him in a deal. OG's hurt right now. We don't know what's going on with his hamstring. The Knicks are not going to rush him back. Not going to do that. How does it get done? And again, it's going to take three teams to get it done. And maybe if all the picks that the Bucks are going to want, four teams. The Knicks do have a couple of first-round picks. I think it's 26, 30, and 32. Down the road, a couple of second-round picks in 2028 as well. One of the draft picks in 2026 is protected from 1 to 8. Slots 1 through 8. It's going to be a reset for the Bucks. But this is about the Knicks. And do I love the idea of Giannis Antetokounmpo in a Knick uniform? Hell yeah. Do I think it's smart to do it in season? No. This is a trade. I know they worked on it before the season. They talked for a week and a half, 2 weeks. Nothing came to fruition. It didn't happen. The Knicks are running with the squad that they have now. They added Clarkson. They added Yabusele. Kolek's getting some burn right now as well. In and out the lineup. OG goes down, so Josh Hart gets the starts. And Mike Brown, it took him a while. But Josh Hart needs to be playing the minutes he's playing. That's what Josh Hart does. Whether he's starting or coming off the bench, I prefer his energy off the bench as a Knick fan. We saw when he played against the Bucks in the playoffs, he got exposed and he was brutal against the Bucks. I mean, against the Pacers, excuse me. He was brutal against the Pacers. Getting abused in that series. His shooting was off. And to me, if you bring Giannis in, it's going to take a while to mesh. That's the kind of move you make in the offseason. And I think Giannis and the Knicks would have way more power to get it done than they do right now. And now with Giannis going down with a calf issue, I don't know if you really want to do that and rush into it. And I don't see Giannis rushing to get back right now neither. I don't. It's not like he's a rookie. It's not like he's 5 years in the league. He's been in the league for a while. Makes me feel old as you know what. But I think the Knicks are going to want to play this out with the squad they have now. Let the season play out. And take their chances. And then make a move. I know Anthony Davis, people wanted that move to happen as well. You saw what Anthony Davis does in the playoffs. One great game, one bad game. One great game, he disappears. We had that last year with Cat, and we went bananas with that. We went bananas with that. Now, if you're telling me a healthy Anthony Davis, I take that in a heartbeat. But then again, that's never the case with him. But this is about Giannis, an MVP, a beast, a walking triple-double when he wants it. 30 and 12. He does that in his sleep with 6 assists. Does that in his sleep. But I think that's a move that's going to take, again, multiple teams and getting all the picks that the Bucks are going to want to hit the reset. Now, what other teams would be involved? Giannis wants to win. It is a couple teams I can think of that win mode now, right now. The Rockets, they were rumored for Giannis as well in the offseason. That's a team will fit. The Heat, no. I don't think the Miami Heat, they're not in win mode. They're one of those teams that, you know, they don't know what the hell's going on right now. The Knicks and Giannis, I mean, you pair Bridges. Because you can't trade him if you decide to do that move now, which I don't want to do right now. Just let this play out. Let this play out. If the Knicks can figure it out on the road, they'll cruise to 55 wins or more. Cruise to it. Especially in the Eastern Conference that's missing Haliburton and Jason Tatum. And now Giannis for a minute. Joel Embiid, who knows the Sixers. The Hawks missing Trae Young. He's been rumored in trade deals as well. The Cavs, not the Cavalier team we thought from last season. This is the Cavalier team I've always known. 13 and 10, dealing with their own issues. The Magic going to come up. The Pistons, who lost to the Bucks last night without Giannis. But this is a trade that's going to take more than the 2 weeks that started the season, before the season, to develop. It's a lot of moving parts. And then come February and or into the offseason, now the Knicks have more pieces to trade that the Bucks might be interested in. Now that brings Bridges into the fold, along with OG, if you want to move hard. It's a lot of moving parts. Karl-Anthony Towns. Do they even want Karl-Anthony Towns? That's why I think it's going to take a third team to get involved. Maybe even a fourth team. This will be a blockbuster deal. We've seen these deals happen where multiple players go multiple ways, and then it's a completely different roster, an overhaul. We do know one thing's for sure. Jalen Brunson needs to be here.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I know I saw some Knicks fans online. I heard some Knicks fans on these airwaves. I trade Jalen Brunson. Well, then you're stupid. That guy's the heart and soul of this team. This is the same man that got more votes than any other athlete for the mayor race, including Aaron Judge. The thought of Giannis on the Knicks, whew, it's a beautiful thing. But I do not want to mess with this right now. Especially with Giannis's injury. Because if you trade for him, and I don't like dealing with ifs, but if you trade for him, and then he goes down and the calf becomes an Achilles, then the season's a wash. It's over. It's over. Even in the East that's missing superstars, it's over. This Knicks team right now, even with their weak-ass three-point defense, even with Karl-Anthony Towns crying for fouls, even with this team crying to the referees, like I said yesterday, it's the most I've ever seen a Knicks team cry to the refs in my lifetime. It's annoying. It's annoying. Just get back and play defense. Get your ass up. Stop whining to the refs. If they're not going to give you the calls, force them to give you the calls. Karl-Anthony Towns is one of the most frustrating players in Knicks history. It's not a long history for him as a Knick. He dominates the bad teams. Dominates. Then when he plays the good teams, you don't know which cat's going to show up. And that's the frustrating part for Knicks fans when it comes to Karl-Anthony Towns. We saw it in the playoffs, what he can do when he's 100% focused. Carried the Knicks to big wins over the Pistons and the Pacers. Huge games. And then he disappears. He's the best shooting big man of all time. He is. And last season during the playoffs, and I'll say it again, he's the most skilled, dumbest big man in NBA history because of his stupid fouls. He's averaging four fouls a game. Four fouls a game. And that's being polite because there's so many games where he's grabbing a guy's wrist or he's sticking his ass out for a screen, an offensive foul, or pushing somebody in the back for no reason. No reason at all. Costing his team when he needs to be on the floor. The Knicks are 14-7. Only 21 games in. You usually judge a team in the NBA like 20 to 25 games in. And at home, the Knicks are dominant. And that's what you want from a championship caliber team. Protect home court. Dominate home court. And on the road, handle your business and be around 500 on the road. That's what you want. That should get you easily to 50-55 wins. No sweat. Especially in the Eastern Conference, again, that's missing Jason Tatum. Joel Embiid, who's hit or miss. Trae Young was not there for the Hawks, who had high expectations this season. You know, the Magic, there's some trouble in Disneyland or Disney World, whatever it is in Florida right now, in Orlando. There's some trouble. Because with Paolo, they were struggling. And with him out, they're playing well. So now they have to get him back into the fold. The Knicks play them on Sunday afternoon. I'm looking forward to that game. We owe them. And if things work out with the NBA Cup, Orlando handles their business, the Knicks take care of the Raptors, guess what? There'll be a rematch in Vegas. A little, maybe a conference finals preview. Remember, the Magic bullied the Knicks last year and beat them. And this season, they've punched the Knicks in the mouth. While the Knicks were crying to the referees, the Magic were laughing and taunting them. You know, this is a Knicks team that after the games take pictures after a win with the construction and Tim's. Well, if you're going to portray that look, stop crying to the refs. But I'm not ready to make that Giannis move right now. And I think the basketball guards looked down on the Knicks fans and said, you know what? Not yet. I don't wish injury on anyone. I'm glad Giannis is okay. But maybe this calf strain is a blessing in disguise for this team, at least this season. Let's let the season play out. Even take it all the way up to the trade deadline. And if Giannis is smart, and he is a smart dude, don't pull a Carmelo Anthony. If Carmelo would have been patient and just signed with the Knicks would have had the deepest team in the league with Carmelo Anthony and the piece they traded away. They would have had the deepest team in the league. And remember that season, even after trading those guys when Carmelo was on the Knicks, you know, they beat the Heat that season. I think it was 3 out of 4, including a game I was at when he dropped 50 on the Heat. Now, yes, there was no LeBron, there was no D. Wade because they lost, their losing streak was ended by the Bulls, the previous matchup. But the Knicks would have had the deepest team in the league. So my advice to Giannis Antetokounmpo and his representation is relax. Let it play out. And then this offseason, you will hold all the power. With 1 year left on your deal, I think it is. I got to look at this contract. You hold all the power. And the Knicks as well. Because in the NBA, we all know, most of the time, when a superstar wants to go to one destination, it happens.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.